Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. This is Leo from Talk Sports Philly with another episode of Talk Sports Philly Radio. Today, we are going to be talking about the Eagles London game on Talk Sports Philly that's coming up on Sunday. And we will be having a guest named Jesse Meza calling in. And he's from California, and he represents basically Caladelphia is what it's called out there in California, and it's a pretty big fan base out there on the West Coast. And I'm currently waiting for him to call in. Let's give just a brief overview of what's happening with the Eagles this year. Obviously, they're on the road to repeat, but they're not clicking together this year yet. The record is 3-4. They're second in the NFC East division, and they're 22nd of 32 teams for scoring points with 154. Points against this year is 138 points scored against them, and that's sixth best out of 32. And the offensive coordinator is Mike Groh. The defensive coordinator is Jim Schwartz. And the assistants is Ken Flaholi. I'm not sure if I said that name correctly or not. Once again, still waiting for my guest to call in. Apparently he's having trouble calling in, so I'm trying to give him some instructions here. I'm trying to do two things at once here. And I guess that's why they have assistance for shows. So once again, I'm sorry for the little delay here. He's apparently having trouble calling in. And we may have to shut this down and redo the show, or restart the show. I'm trying to answer questions at the same time, typing. Ah, crud. Jesse, you there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hello?
All right.
Yeah,
good.
I think you got me the wrong number.
Well, you're here. You're on here now. I guess it didn't come through. I just saw you pop up, so I clicked the little button to bring you in. So I think there was something going on with the software there. I did the introduction to the show, and we're gonna. It's a half hour long. We're 4 minutes into the show, and we're gonna be talking about the Eagles London game. That's coming up. So I want to introduce you. This is Jesse Meza. Did I say that right? Is that the way you say your last name, Meza?
You can say that. Just call me Philly Fanatic. Call me that.
Philly Fanatic.
Nickname.
And are you still
Philly Fanatic?
Are you still calling your group out there Caladelphia?
Caladelphia, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Still trying to get
that
going too.
Yeah. And you guys have a large fan base out there in L.A.
Absolutely.
We
got a lot of bars
which is pretty,
out here.
Yes.
Arizona.
I lived down over here.
Yeah. All over.
Yep. Yeah, you know I lived out there for a while. But give me a little description of the Caladelphia and the fan base out there in L.A. That the Eagles have. So that the people here back in Philadelphia can get a grip on what's going on out there as far as the Philly fan base.
Well, I'll tell you this right now. We actually, this thing, the Cali Eagles group started in 2013, which is associated with Philadelphia, EDP, who else? Leo Philly Freak. And what I, this is the craziest, this is the crazy thing I did, and then we just somehow branched out. I, as I always do, I love to add a lot of people, and I randomly added a lot of people, and then we just, we went to that Raiders game, and then we got stronger after that. We got popular, and I told people to come to our tailgate from up north, San Diego, some people coming from New York, and basically, I think I got to thank Facebook, man, because I didn't know there was any Philly fans in California. I thought they were just only in Philadelphia.
Right.
So we just basically went to that Raiders game, and we always watched the games together, and now we got another bar called the Greyhound. And we're all over. So like it's like if there's an Eagles game up north or south or whatever, we stay at each other's house, and it's like a family reunion every time we watch the Eagles on Sunday, and we get loud.
Wow.
And that's why. Go ahead.
I was going to say when you go to the bars and stuff that air the Eagles games, are the bars taken over by Eagles fans type of thing, or is it a mixture of fans?
You have to be there early. Absolutely, it's nuts. Actually, I didn't know there was a lot of Eagle fans until like we started going to these to the bars and stuff. Yeah, I mean it got so okay. Remember that Cowboys Eagles game? I think it was last year. It was that game. It got so packed in L.A. with Greyhound, Highland Park, L.A. area. It got so packed that we got like about maybe at least 20 Eagle fans, and we had to create our own bar in L.A., which is not a good area, which is actually L.A.'s Cowboys, Raiders, and all that stuff. Those are the two top fan bases that are actually here and popular. There's a lot of Cowboy fans out here in L.A., and they were
I didn't know that.
Yeah, absolutely. That's why you have Cowboys camp out here in Oxnard, which is outside of L.A. And then that's why you see them play the like the 49ers or anything like that. They're like they'll play a West Coast team like at least one game. Yeah, they're out here. I don't understand why they're out here. It doesn't make sense. But yeah, I mean.
Well, I guess maybe it's sort of like the Philly fan base. A lot of people might not understand why there's such a strong Philly fan base out in California, considering you have the Rams and the Chargers and the Niners and stuff like that. But LA's a pretty transient, and California's a pretty transient place as far as bringing in people from all over the country and world to into that base. So I can kind of understand that. I didn't know there was actually a large Cowboys base there. Now, is there a good rivalry going on with the Cowboys-Eagles, like what happens down here?
Absolutely, man. Absolutely. We don't like each other. And that's another reason why I kind of hate the Cowboys even more than the Giants. But I know the Giants-Eagles is more, like, authentic because it's New York and Philadelphia. But, yeah, Cowboy fans, man, they're all over the place. And I'm always – that's why – I guess most of us fans, I guess the rivalry is here. It's here in my area. It just blows me away. I'm like, what? There's a bunch of Cowboy fans. That's why when you watch the Rams-Cowboys game, you see a bunch of Cowboy fans, you'll be like, what the heck? This is crazy. Yeah, it's nuts. And then you had Green Legion come out here, and then all the bars that are here in California, San Diego. Actually, there's two more new Eagles bars in San Diego. I was like, what the heck? So we got two down there. We got a new one in Arizona. So if you add the people in Arizona, San Diego, San Francisco, Oakland, L.A., Santa Monica, Hollywood, you put those people together, that's a lot. That's even more. And then people want to fly out as well. That's why you saw a bunch of Eagles fans as well. So
it's really unbelievable how strong our fan base is, so much passion that when Eagles go away and do the away games, their stadiums and stuff are almost taken over by the Eagles fans. And I just find that, really amazing and just to show that the love and passion for the team that you have here in Philadelphia, that your fan base will follow you on the road and really represent Philadelphia in the opposing team stadium. And I think that's a really great thing. And I think that's relatively new because I don't remember that when I was younger. Maybe they just didn't promote it or talk about it. But I don't remember that happening when I was younger. So do you think that's like a new phenomenon or is that something you've noticed over time?
You know what? I'll tell you right now, I didn't think that this was going to happen. Like, I mean, was it Cunningham that got us? I mean, some of the fans that like the Eagles, because my uncle, he loves the Eagles. It's Ronald Cunningham. It's just, I think it's the history. It has to do with the history. Ron Jaworski, I mean, I met some Eagle fans down here. Ron Jaworski, my uncle, Ronald Cunningham. Some people down over here, they've been repping the Birds 2006 because of Deshaun Jackson. It's just those type of players there in Philadelphia, and they just end up loving the city, and they love the team and everything. But me, it's a different story. You know, we'll talk about that another time. But it blows my mind. It really does. I'm like, wow, that's okay. It's another home game. Another home game in L.A., which I'll be at the game.
Well, yeah. That's great. We'll definitely maybe we'll get to do a show when that game's coming on, before that game comes on, and get a couple people out there from your fan base and get them on the show and talk that game over. And the Rams, I tell you, I mean they look like the best team in the league right now. I mean, what do you think about how the Rams are doing this year?
Okay. As you look at it, I really want to see more of the Rams. It's only like we're in the eighth week. I want to see more. I want to see more. I mean, don't get me wrong. I mean, they look like an amazing team. Their defense is suspect, in my opinion. They played the Raiders, which that game that game right there, it was a close one. That's when, like, they were, they were battling it out. Okay, I give them that. Then they played Arizona. They played the Chargers, which that was a game for them. They played Minnesota. That's probably the only game I know for a fact right now that they actually did pretty decent in that game, and that showed how good they can be. But when they play this week, if the Rams end up beating the freaking Packers and they just like they end up playing so well, that's when you say, you know what, the Rams are for real. And then on top of that, think about this: you got the Rams at home playing the Packers, which that's a game that is going to be a watchable one. And then they go to New Orleans. That's another wake up call as well. That's another challenging game. So the next two games, if the Rams produce the way they are, then I'm going to say, you know what, watch out for the Rams. Watch out. That's what
I think. I think they're a strong team, and I think the quarterback looks phenomenal. And I'm excited for that, for the LA fan base, that they have a strong Rams team. And I never myself disliked the Rams. You know, I always kind of liked their helmets, and I've been asking the question to people: Do you like the older Ram helmets that had the gold on them, or do you like the newer Ram helmets that with the white on them? And I'm getting a mixed reaction. Do you like the white ones? The white ones are growing on me now. I had originally said I like the gold ones.
The jerseys that they're gonna wear, the I think the '80s jerseys when we play the Rams for the night games. So they're gonna be wearing the throwback, the original LA Ram. I like those jerseys, man. Like was it the yellow, the blue, and but those are the jerseys that if they wanted to like make it original, I think they should go back with those. Go back with that, and then you can bring the white ones back. I like those are the jerseys that they should have brought back, because what I see is like the brown, I mean the golden, the blue, and the white, like that's straight out St. Louis. They have to change that. They have to get that out of the way. But that's why they have the white helmet, and that's why they play white jerseys at home at times, if you notice that.
Right.
But I
right.
think they should bring back the old ones.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's fair enough. Fair enough. Well, I wanted to give, you know, LA a little bit of love out there since we're talking out the in California as well. But so what, I mean, what is your opinion? You know, the Eagles are sitting at 3-4 now, and I don't think most people out there, you know, thought that they would be at a 3-4 position at this point in the season, even with the Carson, you know, Wentz injury coming into
yeah.
the season. So what are you hearing out there? I mean, what are your thoughts on, you know, how the Eagles have played so far?
Well, oh man, the Eagles, I mean, there is so much that I can really talk about. I mean, there's moments where I do not like the fact that when the Eagles put Jason Peters on the line, sometimes there's moments where we get a false start because of Lane Johnson sometimes, but he's injured a little bit. And then
mm-hmm.
you have Jason Peters, he false starts, and then he messes up. And then as soon as Peters leaves the freaking field, bro, like, we put Big V in there, and then Carson Wentz ends up doing a great drive, which I think was two games ago. And then we get a fumble, or like there's some excuse. We have to come up with something. It's
right.
the line. It's the I mean it's the, and then also it's play calling. It's some of our corners are not just tackling. You know what? I don't know what it is, but I think it's some type of Super Bowl hangover. We're like in relaxed mode right now. They're saying, okay, you know, like the way that Doug is saying about, oh, you know, we
the pressure's
will,
off.
Yeah, pressure's off. I'm like, man, it just frustrates me. There's little plays that they should be done. We have to trust our running backs even more. Do you remember when it was like 4th-and-2,
mm-hmm.
and I think instead of throwing it, we should have ran the ball, like
right.
stuff like that. That's also a reason why we're losing as well. So
yeah,
we gotta
they
run
really
the ball.
Have to, yep, establish that
run
running
ball.
Game, and that'll kind of open it up a little bit. For Carson, I mean, and you're even hearing on like 94 and the Fanatic and stuff, you know, people are questioning, you know, Carson and, you know, whether he's a good enough quarterback, you know, whether the problem is his fault. And, you know, my opinion is no, it's not his fault. I think he's actually been playing pretty good.
It's not his fault. Mm-hmm.
Right. I think there's other elements around the team, like on the line,
absolutely.
Happening back in the secondary, penalties, you know, all these things, you know, some bad play calling that are adding up, and, you know, the Eagles are losing the game. And looking back at some of the games they lost, you know, they've only lost by, you know, a couple points. They could have very easily won, you know, another three games of theirs. They could be 6-1 technically, you know, very easily. But instead they're 3-4. So I think this week is a must win week for the Eagles. I think if they drop down to 3-5, they're going to have a difficult time, you know, getting into the playoffs. What is your thought on you know, the importance of this game coming up?
Well, the fact of the matter is we just picked up freaking Pumphrey on the Packers squad. That is one guy that has speed. He has agility, but the only problem I have with him is he's fumbling. I want him to play this week. They say we don't have a running back. We don't have a running game, like, enough.
Mm-hmm.
Put him in there. Put Smallwood. I want us to run the ball. I want Carson. Maybe sometimes he can do dink and dunks like he did last time. Like, try to extend
right.
plays if he can. I want the receivers to be more accountable. Sometimes they just don't. I mean, one at the first half they can do so well. In the second half, it's just they don't catch the ball and they end up lagging it. They lag it, and then they try to. Then all most of our fan base They blame Carson. But then when I bring the numbers up, they're like, quiet. You know?
Right. You can't really argue. Right. You can't argue the numbers. His numbers aren't bad. And in last week, you know, I mean, you have a couple receivers that are doing really good for him, too. Aguilar's, you know, had a good game last week, and Ertz has been, you know, on target for the season. And, you know, Smallwood is, you know, has, I think, stepped up considering, you know, we lost Jai as the main running back. And I think Smallwood has actually kind of, stepped up because most people weren't giving him any credit. Now,
absolutely.
You know, having to fully rely on him, you know, I don't know if that's the greatest option because I think they need a strong, you know, down the field runner. You know, you have your Sproles, you have your Smallwood and stuff like that that have a different dimension of running, but you need that strong running back that can plow right down the center of the field like Blunt was doing last year.
That's a mistake how we let him go. I mean,
right?
I think you know what? Here's the deal about that. The reason why Blunt went is because of Sproles. When Sproles is gone, I think Blunt's coming back next year. There's no way he's staying in Detroit. I think he's coming back. So I think Blunt is coming back next year. I mean, if he wants to, like, have fun and, you know, win championships. The thing is, we need a down runner. Like, the actual, like, we do have a running game, but we also need multiple players. Remember last year when we had that running game, like, Blunt was carrying the team, and then everybody had more confidence, and we need leaders. I feel like there's no leaders at all. Like, you got Carson, you got Ertz, and then who else?
And I would say Jenkins on the defensive side. Right.
Yeah, Jenkins, absolutely. There's no motivation. I'm not seeing any motivation like I saw last year. So we need, if we can get somehow, some way, if we get Bell, and then we also need another wide receiver. I think we are two players away of being great, but there's no excuses right now of losing. We need to like somehow erase that, you know, because a lot of people are expecting us to win games. Because believe it or not, I'm still in shock. I'm in shock right now. We're still Super Bowl champions. I mean, I never thought that was gonna happen. Because it's like, oh man, we always come up short all the time, and it's something else. But you know.
And a lot of people are, you know, they're saying, you know, the Eagles are better, you know, a better team this year. They have a more of a, you know, a talented team than they even had last year. And you know, it's just not coming together. Now, of course, there's a lot of injuries, you know, that the Eagles are under right now. There's a lot of players out. And I think that's making, you know, a big difference as far as depth. And being able to shift around the players.
That's another thing. Yeah. See. Okay. I got it right here. Jai, IR. McLeod, out for the season, IR. Timmy Jernigan. Was it Mike Wallace? Was it Mac Hollins? And then Chris Maragos. Richard. Was it Rogers? Derek Barnett out for the season. It's just, oh man.
Yeah,
my
and the Barnett one.
Injuries, injuries.
Yeah, they're calling that one to say that's really going to hurt because it's going to take away the depth from the line there and allowing the rotation on the line for the defense and keeping the players fresh. I wonder how that's going to play out now in the next couple games on how important that. He is on that line. So see, people just need to step up. And, I think the Eagles, and I said this last year, you know, when Foles came in and they got into the playoffs and stuff like that, I said, you know, if each area holds their own, the secondary holds their own, the lines hold their own, the running backs hold their own, mm-hmm. the receivers hold their own, then the Eagles have enough talent that they are going to be almost, you know, in an unstoppable team if all of them are holding their own. They have enough talent that they could beat anybody in the league if everybody is holding their own and they're not making stupid mistakes or stupid penalties or turnovers along the way. And I think that's, you know, the same case this year. And I'm not sure, I'm just not sure where it's going wrong. And part of it, I think, is possible because they won the Super Bowl last year, and now they're the top dog rather than the underdog. But now they're in the underdog position, but still they're the Super Bowl champions. And everybody's coming in, you know, at the top of their game. That's who they want to beat. They want to beat the Eagles. They were the champions, and we're gonna give you our best game when we come and meet the Super Bowl champions. And I don't know if the Eagles were prepared for that end of the, you know, of what was going to be coming this season versus last season. They didn't have any of that. Part of that pressure on there. They were working from the underdog position. This year, they're working really from the top dog position as far as, you know, being the Super Bowl champions. And I think that has a little piece to do with it. And I also think that's why it's so hard for teams to repeat, have back-to-back Super Bowls, just because, you know, everybody, you know, whoever the Super Bowl champion is, you know, that's who everybody's shooting to beat. How do you feel about that?
You know, when it was the off season, I always wondered. I'm like, because I know it was happy, it was wonderful. I was like, you know what? How are we going to respond to all this? Are we going to have pressure? Definitely. Absolutely. I mean, Doug say, oh, pressure's off us. I don't think so. I do not think so. I think there's a lot of pressure. There's a lot of pressure on him. And, you know, I mean, you saw him. He went off the media, and he was like, you know what? You guys don't see that. It was 18 hours of film throughout. He said every day or something like that. And he looks at it, and he looks at it, and he's getting his frustration at them. So there has to be some type of frustration within him. And then, he's trying to shift it to that positive. That vibe, but it's just not going well.
Right.
I don't know.
And I don't find anything wrong with shifting it to the positive vibe. I like Doug Peterson and his demeanor as
I
coach. And obviously he's you know brought a Super Bowl here to Philly that nobody else has been able to do. So right there, you know, you got kudos from me. You know, there's a lot of people also saying, you know, the change in the secondary coaches and the coordinators and stuff that they had from last year to this year is also, affecting the play calling that's being called so far this year, and that may be part of the difference as well.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, in Philly, we're so passionate. You know, we want our teams to win so much that you know, we seem like we're a little harsh on them. You know, as soon as something goes bad,
we're jumping
right on top of them. But that's just because we love our team so much, and we have we have a high expectation of them. And of course, we're a very smart and talented fan base. You know, as far as the game goes, so you get a little less, I think, leeway than you would in certain other towns. As far as the fans
Absolutely.
jumping down your throat.
Mm-hmm.
But we're at the end of the show already. This is quick. Well, what's your call on the game that's coming up in London with the Jacksonville Jaguars?
I gotta get up at 6 in the morning. What's my call?
Yep.
Defense has to be on top of the game. And Carson Wentz has to be more comfortable. They need to block more, run the game more, and just be comfortable. Just be themselves, basically like Doug Peterson did last year. I'm going to call it, I'm going to say 24-17 Eagles. So 24-17, and the Jaguars have 17.
Now, I think the Eagles can win this game. I certainly think they're the better team of the two. Bortles seemed to have a 3-0 record, you know, over there in London. So hopefully we can put the jinx on them there. And I'm going to call the Eagles on this one too. But I'm going to say it's going to be 30-24 is my call. So I think it's going to be a close game. But I think as long as the Eagles hold their own, I think they're going to win this game. And and my call is 30-24. And I'm praying that, you know, that they pull through to through the victory here. And then next week, of course, they have their bye, and then they're going to be back in Philly against Dallas. And, of course, you have that big game against Dallas coming back off the bye. So I think this is definitely a must-win game for them. And
I'll tell you right now, all games, all of them are must-wins, all of them, because you cannot – okay, we have four games that we lost. We can't lose against the Rams. We cannot lose against the Saints. I know – I'm looking at these teams, but if we can get the job done, our defense, if they can be locked up and we can start scoring again, we can be back in business again. I can see it. London – I mean, I got some weird – I got that weird feeling that something's going to happen. I'm good, though.
Okay, well, that's good. That's good. Well, and we're going to be up here at 9:30 in the morning over here. And I remember always getting up when I was out in L.A., you know, getting up early to watch the games in the NFL. And, of course, coming from the East Coast, you're not used to, you know, watching the games that early. So I always had to get used to watching the games at 10 o'clock, you know, in the morning and seeing the 1 o'clock games would be 10 o'clock game over there and stuff like that, which a lot of people from here from Philly, if they've never been out there, don't experience the early morning games. And it is kind of goofy, you know, as soon as you wake up, you know, watching the football. But I hear you on that. Well, let's pray that they win this week, and we're at the end of the show. That half hour went pretty quick, and that hopefully we'll have you back on here on Talk Sports Philly Radio to do some more shows with us. And I do appreciate and thank you for taking the time to talk with me and Talk Sports Philly here. And I will be keeping an eye on you. Of course, we've been hooking up on Facebook for a long time, and I know you're going to be coming into Philly next year, so that ought to be exciting when
Absolutely.
You come into town. So once again, thank you for your time, and we're going to do another show and talk about it maybe next week after this game and before the Dallas game. We'll get another show out there and talk about it.
Sounds good.
All right. I will talk with you later, Jesse. And once again, to all the Philadelphia fans out there who listen in, thank you for listening to Talk Sports Philly Radio. My apologies for the very beginning of the show where we had a little technical difficulty getting it on. And let's give a E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles. And we'll be
Eagles.
And we will be watching. So let's win, Eagles. Let's win. And we'll talk with you on the next Talk Sports Philly Radio. I'll talk with you later, Jesse. Bye-bye.